It's time for Squawk Talk, talking business to business. Squawk Talk highlights business and business owners in the Atlanta area. Squawk Talk is brought to you by Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration.
Well, good afternoon. We're broadcasting live from the Eagle's Nest in the heart of Atlanta. Welcome to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. I'm your host, Kate Skirmerhorn. Joining me in the studio today is Bill Harrison from Coleman Allied Van Lines. Welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
And Leonard Millsaps from Minuteman Press of Snellville. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
We're going to start off the show today with Bill Harrison from Coleman Allied Van Lines. And Bill, why don't you start us off telling us a little bit about Coleman Allied and what you do for them.
Thank you. Again, appreciate the opportunity to talk about the business and glad to be here. Coleman Allied Van Lines. We're an agent for Allied Van Lines with 49 locations in 18 states. We're a full-service moving company that provides packing, moving, storage, overseas moves, any commercial type of move, freight, warehousing, anything that involves trucks, drivers, people working, we'll do it.
All right. And tell us a little bit about what you do for Coleman and how did you get started in the business?
How I got started in the business? Well, let's put it this way. I guess the natural transition from a horse racing background is the moving business, because that's what happened with me. I grew up in the harness racing business as a kid and then teens and 20-year-old, and was actually hurt in a couple of racing accidents. My neck and back got messed up pretty good. And I was doing a rehab in Melbourne, Florida, and a Mayflower agent down there who I became friends with just happened to be hanging out in his office one day talking, having coffee, and a couple of people who were supposed to be loading trucks didn't show up. So Bill was on the job, got thrown into it, helping to load and unload trucks that day. Well, I didn't really want to do that anymore. I said, what are those guys doing who dressed up in suits and driving around in cars and coming and going all day? What do they do? Well, they're the salespeople or consultants, as we like to be called. I said, well, train me to do that. That was back in 1992. Moved up here to Atlanta in 93 because my siblings had moved here. And been in the business ever since with Allied Van Lines for many years now.
Okay. Well, tell us, I know this is kind of a busy time of year for a lot of people, move in the summertime in between schools. When somebody calls Coleman Allied to get schedule a move, paint us a picture of the kind of things that they would experience first, starting from when you go in and do a consultation through moving day. What, just kind of paint us a picture of how that whole process works for someone.
Sure. Well, the first thing we ask them is, when are you moving? Because the summertime is the busiest time of the year for any moving company, we want to make sure that we're able to do a move when they're needing to have it, you know, done for them. If it's somebody wanting to move tomorrow or the next day, you know, they don't have a very good shot of getting it done by us. So we're asking for at least 10 days notice. But or any one of our consultants will meet with the person in their home, do an in-home survey, determine what's moving. And based on whether they're moving locally, we would determine how many men are needed and how many hours would be needed. Or if they're moving interstate, the charges are based on weight. So I have to do a walkthrough, determine how much weight is moving, and based on our tariff, come up with a price. And what we'll do is customize the price based on if they want to pack, they want us to pack, or a little of each. They want to do some packing but want us to finish up. So there's ways to, again, customize the price.
Okay. And so you kind of led in my next question there. If somebody is moving and they say, well, I'm real particular. I want to pack up grandma's china, but I really don't like to do all the rest of that stuff. You can customize exactly what they do, or you can come in and just move pieces, especially if they're just doing a local move.
Exactly. The customer is the boss. We don't tell them what we're going to do. My job as a consultant is to sit and listen and customize each job according to what they want done. They may want to pack the china, as you said, but they may want to move it too, because they, you know, don't trust movers to get it done without being moved. So however they want. If they want us to move everything, this piece, that piece, just the heavy furniture, and they'll move the boxes, hey, again, the customer is the boss.
Everything.
And we'll do exactly what they want.
Very nice. Now, you mentioned especially on an interstate move, things are done by weight.
Yes.
How do you go into somebody's home and determine the weight of things? Obviously, you're not taking a scale into everybody's home and weighing everything. How do you determine those
scales? I have had that question asked. Where's the scale? Because they expect you to go around and weigh everything. Well, how much is that sofa weigh? Where's your scale? So anyway, this is the type of business where determining weight actually becomes an art. Mm-hmm. You want somebody coming into your home who has a lot of experience estimating, because they want a firm price. They don't want a wishy-washy price, and they want a consultant in there who's been doing this a long time, can consult them on any type of situation. We have ways to determine how much things weigh. It's kind of a standard, and we'll adjust as we're walking through the house, the weight up and down. Based on that survey, you know, we'll come up with a cost based on where they're moving.
Okay.
And I have 22 years of experience doing this business.
So you've done it once or twice.
I have. And the technology has changed to help the consultants. It used to be we had to write everything out on a sheet of paper mm-hmm. and spend about an hour calculating everything, which would take about an hour.
Right.
So you may be in someone's house for 2 hours.
Right.
It's like, do you have the estimate yet? Nope.
Nope,
I'm working on
working
it. But
on
everything
it.
Now is done, you know, with computers and different types of technology to assist us. We can be in and out of a decent-sized house in half hour, 40 mm-hmm. minutes.
So. Now, you mentioned earlier, typically you want at least 10 days this time of year, especially for moves. But how do you handle, a lot of times real estate closings fall through or they get delayed. How can you handle accommodating some of those changes that happen as a result of a real estate move?
Well, the chances are if it's a closing that fell through, their move is getting pushed back, which is actually an advantage mm-hmm. for us because we have more time to plan it. But even this time of year, changing a schedule by one day throws the dispatchers off because every man hour is set. Every man, every truck is planned out for the next week, 10 days. But if you've got a huge house that takes up a full tractor trailer and the people say, well, the closing was put off for a day, I'm glad I don't have the dispatcher's job because it throws them into a tailspin.
Certainly.
And all the people that were on that job today, we're supposed to be on another job tomorrow. And again, I'm glad I don't have that job.
So your advice, as soon as you get that closing date, book the moving date and make sure you have a good closing attorney and a good real estate agent that's getting dotting all the T's and or dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's.
Absolutely. And also, I would put in the contract that if the buyer of the house delays the closing, that they have to pay moving and storage costs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so you could move them into a storage unit. Now, do you do any kind of storage yourselves inside at your warehouse, for example? If that got delayed and they had to get out of the house, do you have a ability to store things until they were able to get into the new house?
We do. In all of our agencies, all 49, has at least 50,000 square feet of warehousing. Our office here in Atlanta, or our warehouse, we have closer to 100,000. We assist the military with all their moves, so our facility is huge. But if somebody absolutely positively has to get out today, but their house isn't ready yet, at additional cost, of course,
sure,
we'll put them into storage.
Okay. Now, you mentioned you help the military move. Does that mean that you can also help a regular residential customer move overseas?
Absolutely. Along with our 49 locations here, we're also an agent for Allied Van Lines, which adds another 500 locations to our facility. We're also in 170 countries as well, the Allied Van Lines mm-hmm. system. So we've not only got the contacts here in the U.S., but just about everywhere overseas as well.
Okay. And obviously you do a lot of residential moves. Do you also do office moves? And what would you say is your percentage between doing residential moves versus if you do commercial moves?
I handle residential mm-hmm. and commercial. I'm a certified office mover. I'm one of the few consultants in the Atlanta area that is qualified to do both residential, and I've been trained in mm-hmm. office moving. As far as the percentage goes, I don't know what the percentage is. Depends on the time of
sure.
year. This time of year, residential moves probably takes up 90%.
Solidly.
Office moves generally are dominant in the off months, November, December, stuff
right,
like that.
Right.
But again, I'm qualified to handle any type of relocation. I've dealt in freight, warehousing, office moving, residential.
Describe to us what that means when you said you were a certified office mover. What does that
mean? Yeah, I've actually been through training and certified by the International Office Moving Institute as a office mover. And it takes a lot of knowledge to go into, say, maybe a business has two or three floors of personnel, office furniture, to walk through and coordinate what's going to move first, how many trucks are going to be needed, how many man hours. Again, as the owner of a business, you want to know what the cost is going to be, and you want somebody that's certified and has been trained in office moving. They will coordinate the trucks, the men, usually with the IT people.
Okay.
But, again, qualified to do everything.
Very good. We're listening to Bill Harrison from Coleman Allied Van Lines. Bill, tell us a little bit about what you hear a lot of times people say, oh, I'm just going to rent a U-Haul, or I'll get a couple of guys from the university that just come and load some things. Why would somebody want to hire a professional mover? That's your softball question of the day, just so you know.
Because they can afford it.
Yeah.
No, the advice I give people, because there's a lot of times people will call us out to their homes just to get a price to compare it with the cost of using a U-Haul. The problem with renting a U-Haul is you don't know how to load. Mm-hmm. So they may have, I don't know, maybe 10,000 pounds worth of furniture. We can get that in a straight truck or a 26-footer. We can, because that's what we do. However, a homeowner, Joe homeowner, he's going to put everything one level on the floor of the truck. How come I can't get everything in? Well, because you don't know how to load. And it generally will take two or three trips compared to our one trip. So, you know, what does the move ultimately cost if you're spending all day doing something and we can get it done in 3-4 hours?
To me, that's worth every penny.
It is. And you're not movers. I mean, there's the physical issues to all of a sudden becoming a mover one day where, you know, people's backs go out, their legs go out. It's tough work.
So now the $300 that you – or the money that you saved on hiring the professional mover, you've now paying to the doctor to fix all the problems that you've now incurred from the move.
And the additional cost of renting a U-Haul and having it longer than you thought you were going to have it.
Yeah.
But also, when you're renting a U-Haul, you have to rent the pads, the dollies. There's other costs incurred. Also, some of these truck rentals, and I'm not going to mention any names, but they overbook. So you may have booked a truck for next Saturday, and we know because we get those calls from people moving. They said they were going to have a truck for me. I went to pick it up, and there wasn't one available. Can you move me today? Sure.
Sure. Yeah,
sure. We'll be right there, too.
So tell us a little bit about it. Now somebody's made the decision, I'm going to hire a professional mover because I'm not 20 years old and I have more than a one-bedroom apartment, and I'm 40-something years old and I've got a family and it's just going to be easier. What kind of questions should they be asking a moving company when they're interviewing a moving company? What are some good questions to ask to make sure that they're getting the right company?
Well, you know, those are important questions. What questions should you ask a mover? First of all, when you're considering contacting moving companies, check with a Better Business Bureau. Make sure they are a member, Better Business Bureau, and if they have complaints, were they handled properly? You know, we do thousands of moves a year, and do we have incidents? Yeah, you know, because of the human factor.
Every company
involved.
Does.
Absolutely.
Sure.
For somebody to come out here and say, nothing ever happens. We don't drop. We don't break. We don't. Well, we don't tell the truth either then. That's what they're saying. But, you know, do you handle the complaints? Mm-hmm. Are the issues handled properly? And that's very important. The other thing is most of your major moving companies, like Allied Van Lines, Coleman, all of our people are what they call pro movers. They have been through training. They have been through background checks. We're not going to send anybody, any worker, into somebody's home until we know they have a clean background check. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're not going to send somebody who's been convicted of stealing, fraud, any kind of abuse of any kind. So our workers are the best. Coleman Allied makes sure that anybody that goes into your home has been background checked, drug alcohol tested before they go out into your home or office.
Okay? I think that's important because you're dealing with people's personal belongings, and people going to take a lot more care when they're dealing with that's grandma's quilt, my mother's china, and things of those
jewelry.
Nature. Jewelry.
There's jewelry.
Lots
there's
of valuables.
You know, small electronics, cell phones. So we want to know that the people that we're putting in your home are going to make us look mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm. Now, when somebody is moving, is there additional insurance that they need to be in consideration of moving, or is that covered as a part of the moving expense should something break? Is that something that's part of covered the of your fees? Is that's covered?
Well, you have a couple of options when it comes to who's going to be liable if something's broke. We always offer the options of what's called basic liability. Mm-hmm. And the law says that our basic liability amounts to only 60 cents per pound per article, which isn't a lot of protection if you've spent thousands of dollars on your household
sure.
furniture and just relying on 60 cents per pound to, you know, take care of any damage. The other option is what we call full replacement protection, and this is increasing our liability to what's called full value protection. And it's based on weight, but what that does is it allows us to replace something. Say you've got a lamp or even a pair that were broke by the movers, full replacement protection allows you the peace of mind mm-hmm. That we will replace it if we break it. And if we break one of a set, we have to replace both.
The whole thing, right. So yeah. Is that something that you generally recommend, or is it mostly just for interstate moves, or what kind of?
I have to present the options. Mm-hmm. I can't really recommend
sure.
either one, except just as a consultant, let them know what their options are. As soon as you start recommending one
right.
option,
right.
you know where I'm going with that.
I do.
Yeah, that's what happens. So as a consultant, just let them know what the options are and what each option covers.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, we've been listening to Bill Harrison from Coleman Allied Van Lines. Bill, if somebody is listening to you and they're thinking, well, now it's a little late for August, maybe towards the end of August, or they've got a closing coming up in September, how would they get a little bit more information about to reach you?
Well, I'm very easy to reach. I believe in making myself accessible through, you know, the social media programs that are out there. Twitter, you can reach me on Twitter. I'm bharrison58. I'm on LinkedIn, just under Bill Harrison. And also through Coleman Allied's website at www.colemanallied.com. And like I say, through any of those social media websites, you can find me.
Great. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for being on the show today.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Our next guest on the Squawk Talk today is Leonard Millsaps from Minuteman Press of Snellville. Welcome, Leonard.
Hey.
Leonard, why don't you start us off telling us a little bit about what is Minuteman Press of Snellville?
Well, Minuteman Press is the world's largest print franchise, and I own the Snellville location. We've been in business for 2 years as of July 18th, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We're currently Best of Gwinnett's best printer, and I think that's a result of our excellent customer service. Our customers like us. As far as our staff's concerned, we have a great team. Bridget Joyce, our senior graphic designer and inside sales. Christopher Velez, our newest hire, junior graphic designer and illustrator, as well as Ashley Millsaps, my wife. She consults on specialty invitations, and she does a really good job on those. Everyone on staff has been educated in a creative field. Bridget is a graduate of the Art Institute. Chris, SCAD, myself, and Ashley are the Creative Circus. So as far as what we do there, we specialize in graphic design and printing. Obviously, with our creative backgrounds, we have a passion for graphic design. And, you know, that helps allows us to help customers who may have a idea of what they want, but not necessarily know exactly how to express that visually on paper. in a way that would help communicate with their potential customers. So we have a knack for, you know, definitely getting that solution, creative solution for them. And of course, we can carry that creative solution from concept to final product, whether it be, you know, basic business cards or whether it's brochures or a direct mail program.
Okay. And now you also do more than just printing on paper. There's other services and promotional type products as well. Talk about some of the other things that you do besides, most people think of printers as business cards and letterheads, but talk about some of the more fun things that you can do as a part of Minuteman Press.
Definitely. As far as a few other options that we offer, promotional items are something that we've have fun with doing. Those can be anything from pens with your logo on it or neat little stress balls, magnets, various items that, you know, you can give as leave-behinds to customers, whether it be at a convention or they're stopping your retail location, or even if you're a bride and you are looking for an interesting wedding favor. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty good things to look into.
Very good. Now, you mentioned your staff, yourself included, have a pretty interesting creative graphics background. Talk to us about how, when somebody who's a business owner who is not involved in graphics, doesn't know how to present their company, what kind of process can you help somebody with that just says, okay, well, I'm in business, I need a brochure?
Okay. Well, I usually like to sit down with that business owner and talk to him a little bit, him or her, about their business. And get an idea of what they do. And from there, also get an idea about why they're in the business or you know, them personally. And, you know, we put ourselves in the business, so there's often a little bit of a reflection of ourselves there. And from there, you know, we in that conversation, we can pretty much gather a good idea of what they would like as far as, you know, if they're not a set, like, franchise, we can gather as far as what they like as far as colors and you know, iconography for their logo. And from there, create a solution. We like to definitely work with the customers as far as gathering the information because, it you know, they want to put about what they're about in their brochures or they want to, you know, list their services. So it's a good idea for them to have that total checklist as far as what they want to put on their marketing material.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people go into business and they know how to do their business, mm-hmm. but they don't necessarily know how to market their business.
Right.
And I think that's a lot of what you do is helping them create that concept of how are we going to present yourself to the public.
Indeed.
And so tell us a little bit about this. You're in Minuteman Press of Snellville, but you don't just talk to people in Snellville, do you?
No.
Talk to us a little bit about where you reach.
Well, as a business owner, you know, I learned fast that in order to make money, you have to market yourself. And in doing so, I became a member of different organizations, the Gwinnett Chamber, BNI. And, you know, through that, you know, everyone's not in one area. So, you know, definitely I've met people from all around the metro Atlanta area and through referrals have met, you know, and expanded my customer base. And so, you know, I generally don't like to stay in that, you know, little 5-mile radius around Snellville. I like to travel around and talk to various business owners and, you know, because you know, there are a lot out there and they all need printing or design at some point. So we definitely make it a point to speak to customers in need everywhere.
Very good. Now, Minuteman Press is a franchise, so you've got a lot of resources at your disposal. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about some of the resources that you have that give you some unique printing abilities.
Yeah, as far as that is concerned, you know, being a network of printers, one shop may not have the capability to do everything in-house. So, you know, being that the stores have liberty to, you know, have whatever equipment or run their store in the style that they like, we have different strengths. And it's definitely great to have that support structure. So if I need to do something that's outside of the normal print field that I'd normally do, then I would refer to one of my brethren within the franchise network to get it done.
Sure. So truly, there's nothing that you couldn't handle, whether you're printing it in-house or getting one of your partner businesses to help with the printing, the physical printing of it.
That would be correct.
But you're not just farming it out to some unknown. You're taking it to another shop who has a, who has the resource in house.
Yeah, we definitely you know, use trusted partners in order to get the job done.
Okay, and so talk to us a little bit about the kinds of things that you maybe do that you do in house directly.
Okay, well, we, you know, as far as there are a great many items that we do, of course, starting with the graphic design, and you know, there are numerous varieties of business cards that we produce as well, brochures, the basic printed materials, whether they be brochures or flyers. Walk-up copying, business forms, definitely. We've been doing a lot of that, especially for landscapers this time of year. But, you know, the business forms, one-part, two-part, three-part carbonless forms are something that we've been doing a lot, padded and, you know, separated sheets. And, you know, we do a lot of posters in-house as well. There are pads and you know, there are lots of items like that, basic business items that we do in-house.
Okay. We're listening to Leonard Millsaps from Minuteman Press of Snellville. Leonard, you have an interesting story. Tell us how you decided to get into this business of graphic design and printing.
Well, I like to attribute my initial love of printing and graphic design to the first day that my mom put a comic book into my hand. That would, I would say definitely that started off, you know, and growing from there, you know, trying to emulate the style that I saw in the comic books, and draw and, you know, the mastheads on the front, the logos, the type, as well as appreciating, the finish of the comic books, whether it be on the glossy stocks, with the newsprint on the inside versus the glossy, covers and the glossy pages, or even the graphic novels that are perfect bound with hard covers, spot varnishes, etc. You grow to appreciate it because you know, you it's something that I love, and so the medium that it's delivered on definitely plays a good role in my appreciation of it. So and then from there it's. The rest is history, I guess.
So if you were those who were listening, you can't see the smile on Leonard's face when he's talking about the different types of print that he learned from like age six that he was excited about. And so that tells me that it's not just something you just decided to buy a franchise and I'm just going to go into business. This truly is a passion for you in terms of printing and graphics.
Yes, I definitely enjoy it very much. As far as, you know, when I went to college, I went to Wofford College initially in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And then decided in, what I wanted to do as far as a career is concerned in marketing class. I did learn about the creative circus. And, you know, in being a graphic designer first and you know, just basically learning how to create and, you know, learning how to design these things. And, you know, it's just always been an absolute the process has always been fascinating and enjoying for me, and you know, it's definitely carried through until now. When I decided to finally go into business for myself, it was a no-brainer that I wanted to do something involving graphic design and printing.
Okay, now Leonard, there's a lot of printers out there. A lot of people know printers. There's some seemingly in every town you'll find somebody. And you mentioned that you are the reigning Best of Gwinnett printer. Tell us then what separates you from the competition and how you know, feel confident, I'm sure, that you will be the Best of Gwinnett the next year.
Well, as far as you know, that's just definitely an honor that, you know, I appreciate. I'd like to thank all of my customers that have made that possible. I feel that, you know, as far as my team is concerned, we have been there. We have been to the place where, you know, you're looking to create and you know, you need something printed, whether it's in our student life or you know, just in any other situation. And, you know, we've gone to printers and maybe not have had the best experience. Maybe they're a big box printer that, you know, may offer some of the services that we would be looking for. However, you know, the customer service isn't all that great, or you know, but we've been there, so we definitely like to treat every person walking through the door, whether they have great knowledge of what they're doing or really are confused about the process, we treat everyone the same and really try to take care of them and take care of their needs. And, you know, through all of that, I believe that's a great distinguishment between us and lots of our competition.
Okay. And can you paint us a picture, tell us a fun story where maybe you have printed something unusual for a customer or done some unusual graphics or design work or something that just really kind of sticks out in your head to say, that was a fun project to work on, and I wish I could get more of those kinds of projects.
Well, there are, of course, there are lots of stories. I mean, we have a plethora of types of customers that come in our door. We have a one particular customer who, you know, their business model would not be the most interesting to lots of people, but they wanted to create a piece for a convention that stood out. And so we definitely put our heads together at the shop and created this wonderful infographic. Essentially, an infographic is a graphic that appears on the internet, and it's a very long document or file, and it really gets the idea across in images and statistics, you know. And so we decided to create a printed infographic that they can hand out as a sort of a different type of brochure. So it looks like a normal 5x7 when you get it, and when you actually open it up, this thing is actually about 2 feet long.
Oh.
So it's kind of like a modern scroll.
Okay.
And once again, we took something you know, statistics and added images to make it less boring, let's just say, and more appealing and pleasing to the eye, and made it, designed it in a way where your eye would naturally want to follow down the page whether you're reading the stats or not. So that's an example of a very interesting a project that we've had to undertake.
Very fun, very fun. Leonard, we're listening to Leonard Millsaps of Minuteman Press of Snellville. Leonard, if somebody's listening to you and they say, you know, I'd like to know how to get in touch with that Best of Gwinnett, maybe that they've never heard of you, but doesn't mean that you're not out there, and how would they go about finding a little bit more information about you?
Our website, www.mpofsnellville.com, is a good place to start. We're also on Facebook. We post a lot of pictures and images and fun facts, as well as informative articles, facebook.com/Minuteman Press of Snellville. And that contains links to our other sites. We're on LinkedIn and Pinterest, and, you know, all of the major social media sites. Our phone number, 678-691-7931. And our email address, if you want to shoot us an email, snellville@minutemanpress.com.
Very good. Well, Leonard, thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you, Kate.
You've been listening to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. Special thank you again to my guests for being on the show, Leonard Millsaps from Minuteman Press at Snellville, and Bill Harrison from Coleman Allied Van Lines. I'm Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration, taking care of all your floor cleaning and restoration needs. To listen to this show and other Squawk Talk broadcasts, go to squawktalk.businessradiox.com. Until the next Squawk Talk, remember, when you're ready to get the job done right, set the eagle in flight.